And a very good morning and good to see you, Peter Hennis. How are you doing?
Good morning, Selena, and good morning to the listeners on this beautiful, gloomy
Isn't
morning.
It gorgeous out there. It's just a beautiful, typical Southeast day.
Yeah.
No, look, we love it. We need it. Bring it down.
Bring it down.
Now, Peter is here from the Mount Gambier Men's Shed, and he likes to pop in every now and then and give us a bit of a whip around of what our men's sheds have been up to. Now, let's all start off with Mount Gambier, as we usually like to do. And you've had some of your members and some visitors from the Oaks.
Yeah, we had six men and their carers visit from the Oaks in Mount Gambier here. And they found very fascinating what we do out at the shed, and wandered around and enjoyed their morning there. And then all of a sudden they decided they were going to produce a chocolate cake for morning tea. So those that were there enjoyed that.
I bet. What else have they been up to?
Well, the front entrance at the shed has now been modified, because as we were going in there on these beautiful gloomy days, we were getting rather wet. So we put a veranda there. And that's all been completed now, and gives you a better access into the shed. And we also held a biggest morning tea for the Cancer Council as a fundraiser not so long ago, raised just over $100 in the shed. And this was done over the 2 days, on the Tuesday and the Thursday, that the fellows are in there. They normally give a dollar, you know, towards their tea and coffee and scones that they have, but on this occasion they put a few extra dollars in there as well. And we've had approval for a grant from the 2018 Commonwealth Department Social Services for $4,000. And this will be going towards a new metal lathe that we're going to get.
Fantastic. Now, Millicent, what, they had a working bee in the gardens.
Yeah, they had a working bee in their community gardens last month, achieved a considerable amount, even if it didn't look that way. All the rubbish was removed to the tip, including the remnants of the old garden shed and the greenhouse. They've had compost bays have been set up and in the back corner, and new planter beds have been also set up. They have also got an arrangement in place with a Millicent Community Learning Centre to provide working for students participating in the Duke of Edinburgh Award Scheme. Now, this has been going for a few years, and I've noticed that they've had a few people there, and that's on the way again with their first student attending.
Great.
And a most generous donation to the shed was recently received from David Warslaw, a Millicent resident over there. David donated a large, powerful wood lathe with an extendable bed and many tools. So they were greatly appreciated for that. And a men's health event will be held at the shed, and is being presented by a Continence Foundation on healthy bladder and bowel habits. And it'll be held at 11:45 on Tuesday, the 14th of May, at the shed, with a light lunch to follow, and the important subject, especially for those who are approaching their autumn years.
Which is a nice way of describing it. So that's next Tuesday, the 14th of May, 11:45 a.m. at the Millicent Men's Shed. Now, Kingston, sounds like Kingston have been ridiculously busy since we last
met. Well, they've been that busy they can't scratch themselves, or at least that's the word I got the other day. And I thought, well, okay, if you're that busy. They have continued talks with sending tools over to Laos, which I talked about a couple of months ago. And this is being done in a very unique way. In there's two gentlemen that come over from Laos twice a year. They come over for the pruning and the vintage up at Pathaway. And they've been doing this for about the last 15 years or so. And what they do now is they bring empty cases with them, because all their clothing and everything is already here. So they just bring the empty clothing over, cases over, and put the tools and so forth in there, take them back over to Laos and distribute them out to the needy. So it's a very unique way of doing it. And the boys over there have also been involved in a stall at the Lions Club duck race that they had over there, and sold many of the items that they had there, and made the trophies for the event.
Now, off to Robe, and the men's shed there, that they had a recent visitor talking about exercise.
Yeah, they have had a talk about ageing, and it was delivered by Georgie Perkins. This is about how exercise can help with fitness and well-being in the ageing people. They also have embarked on building Adirondack chairs, a Canadian-type chair. Very lazy to lay back in, very, very comfortable.
Sounds
I've got one
good.
At home myself that I made, and I actually sent the plans over to them so that they could use them in conjunction with the ones that they've got. The old boat that we've been talking about, they're now investigating whether they can bitumise it and paint it to help preserve it, because there's no way known it's going to float anymore. And then they'll put it on the display. And another job they're doing is building the first compost toilet in Robe. And this apparently, they've got chemicals and so forth that they put on their refuge, and it helps break it all down. It goes into the new garden beds that they've got over there. They've got a ready-made supply of compost, so good luck to them.
Good luck to them indeed. And still along the coast, let's look at what Port Mac's been up to.
Well, Port Mac has started getting their kindling ready for the winter, so if anybody's looking for any kindling, Port Mac have got it down there. They had a lot of timber donated to them from NF McDonald this year, and also received two packs of timber from 141, which they've got to sort out. Some of it is good, some of it can be used as their kindling.
All right. We're with Peter Hennis this morning from the Mount Gambier Men's Shed. We're doing a whip around of what our local men's sheds have been up to since we last caught up. Now, Panola have been getting quite a few community orders coming through. That's keeping them busy by the sounds of things.
Yeah, Panola Men's Shed have been busy in the community with orders coming in. They've been working on picnic tables for the Nangwari swim pool, and after that they got a flurry of other orders, so they must have been fairly good. And they're also doing more tables for the Nangwari Football Club. As we all know, they're being burnt down and so forth, so they're helping them out there. The Lions Club up in Panola are paying for the job to be done. The building material and all the timber and that they need is being donated by 141. Other items they've been working on is a cradle for the Panola Fire Service to hold their new rescue equipment, which will be very handy up there.
Absolutely. Now, Bordertown have got a grant. They're going to be purchasing some equipment with that?
Yeah, they've received $2,500, and with that they're going to purchase a little drum sander. Very handy when you're working in the shed and you want to sand things back. It's better than doing it by hand, I can tell you. They've also upgraded the kitchen area, and they have a red gum table that they've been working on for quite some time now, and it's nearly finished, and it will be sold on Facebook soon. And those that are interested in that can have a look on the Tintinara Men's page and our men's shed page, and they'll be able to see how much it is and what it looks like and so forth.
Should be a beauty. Speaking of funding, Keith recently received a cheque for some kit as well.
Yeah, our local member, Tony Passon, dropped in on the 17th of April and presented them with a $4,250 cheque from AMSA for shed insulation and a defibrillator. So they're saying a big thank you to Tony for that one. And the other thing they've been doing up there is the fellows have been selling wicking beds and outdoor seating. And while others have been assisting in getting the ceiling in their meeting room done, and others have been doing the kitchen tiling in the kitchen area. And the shed is evolving. New machines are arriving, and the men are jumping right in and starting to work with these machines on their own projects.
Fantastic. And I think since we last caught up with you, Tintinara have had their AGM?
Tintinara had their AGM on the 9th of April. They are inviting anybody that is interested in joining up in their shed to come along and join up with them. They accept men and ladies up there at their shed. The AGM went off well, without a hitch, with a variety of the officers being returned unchallenged. Tank Arthur, who is was a prominent footballer down here in the south in Mount Gambier a number of years ago, he's remained as the chairman up there. The refurbished Juddy saddle that I've talked about over a couple of times has now taken pride and place in the history of Tintinara exhibition in the council chambers at Tail and Bend, and was opened not so long ago. And if you missed out, there was about 130 Tintinara residents and expats in attendance. They're hoping to have it back in about 6 weeks' time in Tintinara. And if anybody's interested in having a look at that, go along and have a look in that 6 weeks. But after that, the display cabinet, which was made by the shed, will hold an exhibition on the 7th of June, or after the 7th of June, in the Tintinara Historical Railway Cottage and Museum in the school grounds.
Fantastic. Now let's have a quick look over the border. What have Nelson been up to?
Nelson men are working at acquiring some Crown land for, near the fire station to build their own shed. And they've been told by the Victorian Men's Shed Association that, yes, the state government over there will give them a shed, but they have to get the land themselves. So they're at the moment trying to get the Crown land.
All right. Good luck to them. Now, Haywood have got a seminar coming up next week on mental health.
They have on the 16th of May. Haywood have a mental health program on. It's starting at 10 a.m. for $10 entry fee, and that includes a morning tea and a barbecue lunch. And it's open to everyone that wishes to attend. And I know the gentleman, David, that's going to do this seminar. He's got a major investment of a grant from one of the major businesses over in Victoria. I'm hoping that later on in the year I might be able to get him to come here, but we're still negotiating on that one.
All right. Now, Casterton, we mentioned how Kingston are too busy to scratch themselves. It looks like Casterton's got the opposite problem.
Yeah, Casterton's got exactly the opposite. After 2 months ago, they were so busy they couldn't scratch themselves. Well, now it's the other way around. And so they reverted back to just doing a little bit of slowdown work, and they're still making a number of reading boxes for around town and doing general repairs for people that bring it in.
And the last couple of clubs we need to touch in on, Coleraine and Portland, what have they been up to?
Coleraine have a number of projects on the go, making a sign for the Coringle Elderly Citizens Centre, and that's just sort of saying that that's what this place is, and they've also been refurbishing wrought iron seat for a person over there. Now, one that we don't have and we don't normally have is the Portland Men's Shed. Well, I'm bringing it up this time because a number of sheds in the area have been invited by the Portland Shed to go over on the 17th of May for the official opening of their new shed. It's been in the process for, I know myself, for about 18 months or so they've been doing a fair bit of work over there. And it's just a reminder more than anything for those that are wishing to attend, or if you haven't received anything as yet, give the Portland Men's Shed a call and they'll give you further details.
Fantastic. Peter, well, we'll better just send you back out into the rain. We'll catch up with you in a few months' time. It sounds like everyone's keeping nice and busy. Good
yep,
to see you.
Back out to the Men's Shed. We'll catch you later.
Thanks a lot. Peter Hennis there from the Mount Gambier Men's Shed with a bit of a whip around of what everyone has been up to. And if you're interested in a membership with your local Men's Shed, we'll just give them a call and have a chat. I'm sure they'd be very happy to hear from you. We've got a lot of the contact details from your local Men's Sheds as well if you need to get in touch.